We're going to meditate. I'd like to begin the meditation with a piece of music that just goes about 4 minutes. It's called The Miserere, and it's by Allegri. This music was inner court music in the Vatican, actually, and Mozart heard it, and he was so taken with it that he went home and copied it from memory and made it available. But it's by somebody named Allegri. It's a Gregorian type of music. As you listen to it, use it as a meditation by going into the notes. Keep merging with the note. Now, other parts of your mind will be noticing your body. It might be tired or hot or cold or something. You might be hearing sounds around you. You might be noticing the beauty of the music. All that's fine, but just keep coming back into the note itself. Keep merging with the note itself. Keep coming in and in and in. And after about 3 or 4 minutes, I'll lead you through a short visualization meditation, and then we'll take an intermission.
Thank you.
Now bring your awareness to the middle of your chest. Just breathing naturally. Just being with what is. Now, using your imagination, imagine that right in the middle of your chest, there sits a tiny being the size of a thumb. The qualities of this tiny being are that it is radiant, that it is intensely present, that it is boundlessly compassionate, that it is wisdom itself. This tiny being sitting in the middle of your chest. Now this tiny being begins to grow in size until its head fills your head, its arms your arms, its legs your legs, its torso your torso. You are a skin around this being of equanimity, of presence, of clarity, of caring, of peace. Now you and this being as one begin to grow in size larger and larger until your head breaks out of the top of this auditorium. You keep growing in size much larger and larger until your head is sitting among the planets, your body is sitting in space, and the entire earth is within your belly. It is part of your body. Feel your vastness, your silence, your presence, your equanimity. Now this, as you look down within, inside yourself, at the earth, at the mother, at Gaia, at this beautiful, precious earth, which nurtures and feeds, at the consciousness that is earth, and towards it you feel such tender compassion. And then you become aware of the myriad beings on the surface of the earth, on its land and waters, in the atmosphere above the earth and beneath the earth. Beneath the water. All these beings, each with its own agenda, each trying to survive, and you see at once the fear and the hope and the tenderness and the cruelty and the chaos and the order and the beginnings and the endings. And from your vantage point of vast equanimity, you understand it all because it's all part of yourself. And towards it all, you feel compassion. And then you continue to grow in size until everything is within you. The galaxies are all part of you. Everything you can think about, past, present, and future, is part of your body. You are the Ancient One. Equanimous, wise, because all form is within you. You are love and truth, ultimate beauty, peace. You have no boundaries. You are both form and unformed. Swami Ram Tirth, a beautiful Indian saint, describes this space. He said, "I am without form, without limit. I am beyond space, beyond time. I am in everything. Everything is in me. Everywhere I am." Now let this vast one begin to reduce in size, passing through the stage where the earth is within the belly, coming down to the place where the head is above this auditorium. You are seated beneath the auditorium, and all of us are within your body. From this large form, look down inside yourself and find that tiny being whom you thought you were when you came here this evening. See that tiny being, and in a glance, see its life unfolding. See it as an awareness or a soul that is passing through a life of form. See it as a being that is learning its way back home. See the way now it comes up for air and sees through the veil of its separateness, and now it gets lost again. Feel your tender appreciation of its journey and of its deepest inner truth. And then add to the way you see that being all the rest of us. And then start to be aware that around this vast being that you are all other beings, tiny, stretching as far as the eye can see, all sentient beings all around you. And you are like a light, just like a presence, a beacon of equanimity, of truth, of peace, of blessing. May all beings be free from suffering. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be happy. May all beings be free. Now let this vast being reduce in size as it comes down to the size of your body in this room. The being separates and becomes smaller and smaller until it is the size of a thumb resting in your chest. This tiny being is wise. Though it is tiny, it contains the entire universe. This tiny being of compassion is your spiritual friend. This tiny being is your guide to guide you on your way home. As you learn to listen to your intuitive heart, this tiny being speaks to you from its infinite compassion, infinite mercy, infinite wisdom, infinite love. And when you have fully awakened to recognize who you are, you realize that you and this tiny being are one.